The second largest cocaine bust in South Africa's history on the misty shores of Saldanha Bay opened the lid on an international drug smuggling ring led by the Bulgarian mafia. But the Bulgarian syndicate brought more than just cocaine to South Africa's shores.
These guys have immense power due to the fact that the product that they're smuggling is it's so expensive. It gets them so much money. And with all of that money, you can buy quite a lot of influence. You can buy influence in governments. You know, you can buy off corrupt officials in countries with high corruption.
The members were en route to the vessel. Two of the Bulgarians got off the vessel and got into one of the vehicles, and they were about to leave, so we had to block them and detain them. And then the vessel, the members boarded the vessel, where after the other two Bulgarian nationals as well as the Myanmar crew members were found still in the front castle, busy moving the consignment of narcotics.
He's sitting with all of their cocaine, and there are other people that are waiting for this cocaine. Powerful people. People who are not afraid to use violence. Not even against senior police officers.
Cape of Cocaine is a mini podcast series unpacking the operations of the Bulgarian mafia and their dealing within South Africa. It is a tale of drugs, ghost ships, corruption, and assassinations. Join me, Arun Singh, every Monday from the 14th of November as I delve into the inner workings of the Bulgarian Mafia's operations on our local shores, speaking to journalists, investigators, partygoers, gangsters, and so much more. To find the latest episodes, search Cape of Cocaine on the Times Live website or subscribe to our Boots on the Ground podcast on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Cape of Cocaine is a special mini-series brought to you by Boots on the Ground, a Times Live and Arena Holdings production. Subscribe to Times Live for just 80 Rand a month to access premium content and fantastic investigations.